Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Journalist at Daily Maverick, Rebecca Davis, has penned a piece really unpacking what we looked into a couple of days ago in relation to the axing of Minister Dion George, who now has been removed from his position as Minister of Fisheries and Environment. And obviously, upon the request of the DA head, John Steenhuisen, and obviously the president having to then, act upon that request. Now, Rebecca Davis has been looking into that, and I do remember saying there is a lot more going on behind the scenes than meets the eye. Rebecca, thank you so much for digging that for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so what is actually going on at the DA here? There's obviously some infighting.
There's definitely infighting prompted by the axing of Dion George. We don't know the extent to which it was informed by events leading up to the axing, but certainly the axing of Dion George has caused what we're seeing as a kind of schism in the DA between Steenhuisen's camp and supporters of Dion George, who feel that his axing is unjustified. And of course, we know that among the supporters of Dion George are a large chunk of the environmental groups in South Africa who say that Dion George is making genuine progress on things like canned hunting, on things like the lion bone trade, and who argue that there is no real justification beyond a sinister one for the fact that he is being removed at this time.
Where do you think the cracks stem from?
The cracks stem from the fact that since the axing of Dion George, John Steenhuisen has really failed to give a coherent answer as to why he took this decision. There have been a bunch of conflicting reports. He said it definitely wasn't underperformance. But then what we've seen is what appears to be a kind of coordinated smear campaign run through the media, where various media outlets, particularly the Sunday papers, both Sunday Times and City Press, had these damning reports over the weekend, and then News 24 followed up on Monday with these new allegations against Dion George that he is racist, that he is a bully, that he's psychologically intimidating his staff, and most recently that he may even be guilty of sexual misconduct. Now, let me tell you, people I've spoken to within the DA say that they find these claims really outlandish. Mm. And it should be noted that Dion George has been a very senior member of the DA since 2005. Mm. So there have been 20 years for allegations to come to light about something like, Dion George allegedly being a sex pest. And let's be honest, when someone has that reputation, generally it's pretty well known. So the fact that this is all coming to light now does seem extremely suspicious, compounded, as I said, by the fact that Steenhuisen has yet to give a really substantive answer on why he found it necessary to remove him from his position.
There are also allegations around the fact that he may have been responsible for taking back the DA's credit card, which was being obviously used by John Steenhuisen and may have been misappropriated.
So this is an awkward fact, which is that Dion George obviously has now been removed from his position in the cabinet, but he hasn't been removed from his position in the DA. So he remains the DA treasurer, or in their words, he's the head of the Federal Finance Committee. And he confirmed to me, Daily Maverick received a tip-off and then checked it out with him, that he had taken the decision earlier this year to remove John Steenhuisen's DA credit card because the account could not be reconciled. He didn't go into any more details than that, but, I mean, we all know the vague meaning of an account cannot be reconciled. Basically, it means your spendings can't be sort of balanced with what you say you're spending it on. So there is this sense that John Steenhuisen's financial sort of life is out of control. And the other issue here, of course, is that it doesn't seem to stop at his party spending. That what Daily Maverick has established is that a default judgment was granted against John Steenhuisen in May this year in the Cape Town Magistrates Court due to an unpaid credit card debt of around 150,000 rand. Now, a default judgment, for those of your listeners who don't know, is basically issued against someone when you don't defend a legal claim or a summons. So in other words, I mean, we all know that many of us get into debt, but normally there's a payment plan you can reach with the bank, for instance. That was clearly not the case. And the more interesting situation here is that at the stage when this unpaid debt was mounting up, when the default judgment was granted, John Steenhuisen would have been earning a ministerial salary for almost a full year. He was appointed in June last year. This was in May. And that salary is a whopping $2.69 million. Now, obviously, that's not what you take home monthly. There's tax and various parts of it are still, you know, tied up in pensions and so forth. But it is still one of the top salaries, we can definitely say, in the country. Definitely one of the top salaries in government. You would be taking home a hefty whack of money every month. And so the question has to be asked, what is going on when a minister cannot afford to pay 150,000 rand credit card debt when he has a monthly salary that far, far exceeds that?
Now, John Steenhuisen has not denied or refuted the fact that he has got a default judgment against him, like that 150,000 rand of credit card debt. And he's asking, so who cares? Why are you snooping into my personal business? It is important for various reasons. Just maybe let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, my question is really, would he have the same response if it was an ANC MP or an EFF MP, right? Because it is a well-established principle that actually politicians' personal finances can most definitely be in the public interest. This is why they have lifestyle audits, for instance, so that if people can see that they are spending way more than their salary allows, that can set off alarm bells. It's also why Parliament has this annual register of members' interests, where MPs have to disclose various aspects of their financial life. They have to say whether they own shares and to what value. They have to say whether they own property or land and whether they have income-generating assets. So the idea that John Steenhuisen's private finances are somehow beyond public scrutiny really doesn't hold up. And the point is, too, that having a default judgment against you is actually disqualifying in some jobs. Mm. I know that in business, for instance, you can't be a CEO in some companies if you have a default judgment against you. Mm-hmm. I also know that as an MP, you can't have been declared bankrupt. And also as a judge. So we often see in the Judicial Service Commission when judges are coming to be interviewed, if they have debt against them or if they're in debt counseling, etc., it always becomes a hot button issue at the JSC because the fear is that judges, who you really need to be, you know, absolutely above any kind of scrutiny, might be beholden to or vulnerable to outside influences if they're in debt. And the same obviously applies to politicians. If you have someone who clearly cannot manage their money, then they're obviously more vulnerable to external pressures, to incentives of various kinds. And then, of course, there's the wider issue, right? Which is that this is someone who's asking the electorate to trust him with, you know, potentially presidential bids, with running the economy of the country, who's trusting us to say, to believe that he has, you know, the best economic ideas for the country. And it's legitimate for us to ask then, well, why should we trust you if your own finances appear to be in such disarray? And I should also say that this apparently is something that is well known within the DA and that has been well known for years.
So would you say that the leadership race is on in the DA already?
It's an interesting question. I mean, Dion, it's not like Dion George would ever be challenging John Steenhuisen for the leadership next year. You know, Dion George is very much a behind-the-scenes guy. He is respectfully not a very, like, charismatic, outward-facing dude in the DA. John Steenhuisen, however, we know is going up for another leg at the leadership in April next year. And I suppose this is definitely going to potentially impact on whether he will be challenged or not. We do see dirty tricks ahead of electoral conferences, but in this case, it's got to be said that everything that has happened has been spurred by Steenhuisen's decision to act Dion George. It's not as if any of these tensions were necessarily brewing beforehand. I mean, Dion George is someone who's been incredibly good at staying out of the public eye for, as I said, 2 decades. So if there is now a sort of sense that this might change the calculus for the electoral conference next year, then I'm afraid John Steenhuisen has only himself to blame.
Sure. Rebecca, thank you so much for making time for us this evening. I really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure.
That's Rebecca Davis from Daily Maverick.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.